Good morning.
Has joined.
Good morning.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's wait another minute or two.
Okay.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa, Gedulat Yemincha, Tatir, Terura, Aleph Gimel Yutap Sadi. Kabel Rinat. Amcha sagbeinu acharenu no ra kufreshayan stentetnan na gibor dorshei chudcha kevavat shamre nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Barchem tacharem, rachame sitkatcha, tamid gamle, betet resh, saditach gimel. Tassim kadosh, berov tucha, nael adata, et kuf bet, tet nunayan. Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushata Yud Gimel Lamed Hei Zayin Ku Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodeya Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadi Yud Ta. In the eighth verse of the Anna Bakoa, we say in a whisper. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabarichu Ishkinte Bidkilu Urkinu Udkilu Udkilu Urkinu Le'achta L'shem Yudhei Bavavche The Yehuda Shalim B'shem Ko Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vahino Amadunai Elohinu Alena Maseya Deno Kanane Alena Maseya Deno Kananehu. This week's parasha is Vayetze, the first aliyah, which we will read today. It starts with Genesis chapter 28. It has 13 verses that start with verse 10 and end with verse 22. And we know the number 13 connects to unity. Verse 10 in the Hebrew. Vayetze Yaakov bi-be'er shava vayelech harana. Vayifka ba-makom vayalen sham kiva ha-shemesh vayikach Me'avnei ha-makom v'yasem rachas av v'yishka ba-makom. Ahu. Vayachalom vahine sulam mutzav artza verosho magia hashamayma vahine malake Elohim olim viyordim bo vahine Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Nitzavalav Vayomarani Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yoahe Dawanu Heyo Elohe Avraham Avicha Elohe Yitzhak Aretz asher ata shokev alecha lecha etnena uzarecha v'chaya zaracha ka'avar haaretz ufaratzta yama v'kedma v'tzafona v'negba V'nivreku v'cha kol mishpechot ha'adama uvzarecha v'hine anochi imach ushmartich ushmarticha v'kol asher telech v'hashivticha El ha'adama hazot ki lo ezezavcha ad asher imasiti et asher dibarti lach vayikat Yaakov mishnato vayomer akein yesh Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo, Yoahe dawanu heyo. Bamakom hazev anochi, lo yadati. Vayir vayomer, vayomar manora, hamakom hazev. Ein zekim beit Elohim v'ze sha'ar ha-shamayim. Vayishkem Yaakov baboker vayikach et ha'aven asher sam meracha shotav vayasem ota matzeva. Vayitzok shemen al rosha, vayikra et shem hamakom ha'u, beit el v'ulam luz, shem ha'ir la'rishona, vayayidar Yaakov neder le'ir, Ani. Vederech hazeh asher anochi holech. V'natan li lechem le'ekol uveged lilbosh. V'shavti b'shalom el beit avi v'chaya Adonai. Yo he waheli lelohim. Vahaeven hazot asher shamti matseva yihye bet elohim. Bekol asher titen li aser asrenu lach. So that is the end of the Hebrew reading. We'll now read the English translation. Verse 10 of chapter 28. And Jacob left Beersheba, and he went to Haran, as his mother had told him to do, and his father had told him to follow his mother's instructions and to get married there. And he arrived at the place and lodged there because the sun had set. And he took some of the stones of the place and placed them at his head. And he lay down in that place. First off, he didn't arrive at Haran yet. This verse is a totally different location, as we will soon see. Please notice also that the word for stone is in the plural. Verse 12, and he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the ground, and its top reached to heaven, and behold, angels of God were ascending and descending upon it. And I want to take a look as which, whether that's Elohim or Hashem. That it's angels of Elohim. And this is, of course, the famous dream of the ladder. Verse 13, and behold, the Lord was standing over him, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land upon which you are lying, to you I will give it, and to your seed. Now, there's a real question here. What land was he given? The land that he physically took up the space? Or the land that was equivalent to his grandfather and father?
Has joined.
That they were given? What land was he given? The Midrash says that all of the land folded up underneath him. So it's the same. All of the land was what he was lying on, but that land was folded up, and it was all of the land that Abraham and Isaac had been given. But it leaves a question. Why did God say it this way? Why is the Torah written this way? Verse 14, and your seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall gain strength westward, and eastward, and northward, and southward. And through you shall be blessed all the families of the earth, and through your seed. So it's implying that he's going to get all of this land, not just what he laid down upon. Verse 15, and behold, I am with you, and I will guard you wherever you go, and I will restore you to this land. For I will not forsake you until I have done what I have spoken concerning you. And here's a hint and a teaching that you should always be very careful when reading the Torah, because it's a qualifying statement. I will not forsake you until I have done what I have spoken concerning you. But then you're going to be on your own. What is this relating? This is relating to the period of the 20 plus years that Joseph was separated from his father. It's a hint. It doesn't say it. Not an outright prophecy, but it's hinted at. Verse 16, and Jacob awakened from his sleep, and he said, indeed, Hashem is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was frightened, and he said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of Hashem, and this is the gate of heaven. So this is what happened at night when he woke up. Now in verse 18 it says, and Jacob arose early in the morning, and he took the stone that he had placed at his head, and he set it up as a monument, and he poured oil on top of it. I asked you to be aware that the plural in the earlier verse was stones, and now it's in the singular. So what happened? The Midrash says that these 12 stones that he laid down upon fused into one whole as a hint to the 12 tribes becoming one unified whole. Or maybe the 12 tribes became only one tribe, that of the Yehuda. Verse 19, and he named the place Bethel, but Luz was originally the name of the city. Bethel translates as the house of El, the house of God. But the name of Luz, we have this teaching about the resurrection of the dead that will take place by rebuilding the body using the Luz bone. The word Luz has a gematria of 43, which would be Mem Gimel. Mag. It has a connection to the brain. But it's also, Lamed is teaching, as we all know, and Vav and Zion is 13. So the city was originally named teaching about unity. Verse 20, and Jacob uttered a vow, saying, if God will be with me and he will guard me on this way, which I am going, and he will give me bread to eat and a garment to wear. And I'm going to read verse 21 as well. And if I return in peace to my father's house, and the Lord will be my God. And then the verse 22, then this stone which I have placed as a monument shall be a house of God, and everything that you give me, I will surely tithe to you. These three verses don't make a whole lot of sense. because God had said he's going to protect him. And now he's saying, I'm going to tithe to you, but only if you fulfill what you've said to me. It's a condition that does not make a lot of sense. And there's a lot of commentary about it, none of which has ever satisfied me. That is the completion of the first Aliyah for the week of Vayetzeh, the Torah reading of Vayetzeh. Does anybody have any questions?
No questions.
I will... We only have a few minutes left, and we will we've completed a lot of the morning blessings. But I would like to just start for a few minutes about the letter of the Rambam, which is Rabbi Moses Nachmanides. And it's a famous letter. You can find it on the Unique Astrological Times landing page, towards the bottom of the page. I'm not going to read it in Hebrew or in English at this point. We will spend some time with it in greater detail as a class, a full series of classes on it. But essentially what the letter is, the Kabbalists say it's a Kabbalistic letter. They say it was written by the Ramban, Rabbi Moses Nachmanides, to his son, teaching him humility and industry and modesty. The Ramban instructed his son to read this letter at least once a week and promised him that every day he read this letter, all his prayers will be answered. He also said that all who say it will be protected from harm or suffering, and they are promised their share in the world that is coming. There are many people who read it once a week, generally on top. There are other people who read it every day. It's a choice that people have to make. And I understand that we all the things that the sages have told us to do over the course of our many centuries, we would have be praying 9 hours a day. But there are times that it's important to read things. Each one of us, it's a choice. Once as instructed. When you wake up in the middle of the day, personal choices, no one can say this is what you can do, should do. There's no should discussion. You can do it. You may do it if you choose to do it. And if you do it, sometimes you will end up memorizing the rules. And it's something that would be easier to say, although it would be taught that it to read from a page rather than.
I know, you're kind of breaking up.
I'm sorry. Better.
Say again.
Any better?
A little better, but it sounds like you're in a tunnel.
How about now?
No, it still sounds like you're in a tunnel. There's a lot of vibration.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.